just ain't talk about nothing. Just sitting around gossiping, acting like it's something. Ain't talk about nothing. Just sitting around gossiping, acting like it's something. Ain't talk about nothing. Just sitting around gossiping, acting like it's something. Ain't talk about nothing. Just sitting around gossiping, acting like it's something.
Right, welcome guys. This is The Art of Talking About Nothing, episode 10. I'm Diego.
Mike Avilis, what's going on, people? How we doing?
What's up, guys? How you been, man?
Pretty good, man. Just chilling. This has been long overdue, man. We have put this off a little bit. It's definitely my fault. You've been ready, but I've just been all over the place training for my... from my new job that I no longer have anymore. But we're here.
We're here.
At the crib, open house. Yes. How's everything with you, man? How's work going?
Good? Work's going, man. Work's going.
It's going the same shit, right?
Same shit, different day, different year. It's always the same. So,
beautiful day.
Beautiful day.
Dude, it's actually really nice. It was super clear. Not a cloud in the sky.
Now, the whole fucking day has been like this. I don't know, all day, and it's been fucking, like, windy, kind of.
Yeah, but it's been nice.
And it's just nice. Nice. Definitely, like, I want to get a fucking hammock and just fucking...
Oh, man.
You know?
You ever sleep in one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like sleeping in hammocks, bro. It's nice.
That shit's just nice.
Yeah, as long as it's cool outside, if it's not like sticky. That's the thing about Florida. It's always so sticky and muggy.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like that type of heat. I like the dry heat.
Dry heat.
Yeah. But like Vegas heat's a different animal.
Yeah.
Like, dude, it's like the air is hot. Like, it's like, it's different. Like here, it's like,
it's moist.
It's hot, but it's like very wet and moist. Like there's just like, it's like 105 degrees is like 105 degrees, like pure heat. It's almost like a fucking, like you have an AC unit just blowing hot air. Yeah.
Oh,
it's like you're just surrounded by it. It almost feels like. You think these dogs are gonna be too fucking loud?
I don't know.
No?
Fuck those
dogs. Should be good, whatever. They'll join in on the podcast.
Yeah.
How's it going, Billy? What's up, buddy? How you doing? Not bad.
Neighbors.
That's my neighbor guy.
Neighbor guy.
My neighbor guy, Billy. He's good people.
Yeah.
He's chill.
So yeah, definitely a beautiful day. Yeah, definitely a beautiful day.
For sure. Got a black amount up.
How was that? I've been meaning to ask you. There's like a couple things that we got to catch up on. Like a month ago or so, you went to the Travis Scott.
Oh man, it was awesome.
How was that?
The seats weren't like the greatest, but it doesn't really matter. I mean, if you're in one of those arenas, like, you see it pretty well. It would have been cool to be lower, but then again, I wouldn't want to be on the floor. Like, the way he does his shows, even though it's in an arena, he makes like the standard admission.
Yeah.
It's like standing room, basically. Like, he literally, it's almost, he does it like it's an outdoor concert where, like, the whole bottom floor is just standing. And you don't have a specific spot.
Right.
You buy your general admission ticket.
Right.
And you just fucking find it. You know, it's just mosh pits. And it's crazy, bro. It's like a fucking rock concert. Y'all, it's fucking awesome. And then you know how he has, like, the roller coasters? He has two stages.
Yeah.
So, yep, one stage on each side. And he has a roller coaster going from one side to the other stage.
That's insane.
And then he has the one where it just goes like this, where he sits in it and it basically goes all around in a circle. And he pulls up random people from the fucking crowd to ride a roller coaster.
That's insane.
Yeah. Like,
that's fucking pretty dope.
He's the man. Yeah, bro. Visuals, like, visually, it was so sick. It's Travis, bro. Like,
it's pretty fucking dope.
He's just, man. I just love that he cares, like, he really, really cares about the performance and the art. Like,
exactly.
He loves it. Yeah, he's all about it.
Few artists do that shit.
Very few, man.
Yeah.
Been on that nigga from the fucking beginning, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, since Al Farrow.
Yeah.
His first mixtape. That was a fucking while ago, dude. That was like, I don't know, maybe 8 years ago?
8 years ago.
Yeah, that was way before he was even popping. He was just producing, you know, like for Kanye. He was helping him out with like the engineering and the producing. Right. He brought him on for Yeezus.
Right, oh, yeah.
Yep, and then he helped him out with the Cruel Summer. Remember Cruel Summer?
Yeah.
The good music?
The good music, yeah.
Album? That album was pretty sick.
Yeah, that was pretty sick.
But yeah, it was awesome, man.
Dope ass concert.
Yeah, and we got the tickets were fucking basically free. My boy was just like, buy me a beer. I told you I invited you to go because I had an extra ticket. Allison couldn't go. Bro. You were going to Miami, right?
Yeah, I was driving to Miami by that time.
Dude, yeah, he was just like, yo, bro, buy me a beer. He got the tickets for $10.
Oh,
because he's a veteran. He used to be in the Navy.
Oh shit! Okay.
And like, dude, they get like tickets, a lot of like different types of tickets and shit, like for free or cheap. Yep, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so it was pretty fucking awesome.
Bro, when you called me, I was like, oh, of course, my fucking luck. I'm fucking going to Miami.
Bro, I had a feeling too, because I was like, I know you drive over there to get your kid, right?
Yeah.
Yep. I knew. I was just like, man, I hope he doesn't have to drive to fucking Miami this weekend.
Yeah. And then, all right, besides that, how was that D'Elia?
That was just about to talk about that. Yeah. I went with the same person.
How was that?
It was the funniest live show I've seen. I haven't seen a shit ton. I mean, I've seen Dane Cook live. I've seen Dave Chappelle live. Kevin James, you know Kevin James?
Yeah.
King of Queens?
King Queens, yeah.
He was fucking really good.
Yeah.
I saw him here at the King Center.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, D'Elia just fucking killed. It was better than I expected it. And really? I knew it was going to be funny, but I was just like, oh my God. And his opener was hilarious.
Really?
Oh my God, he had me dying, bro, the whole time. He was really good.
Well, yeah, he's, I think it's the same kid he goes around with all the time that he talks about.
See him all over his Instagram.
Yeah.
He's not in his podcast, but because D'Elia's podcast is always solo.
No. When he's talking about,
his dude. That he, dude, yeah. It's the guy he toured
on his podcast. Yeah.
That's him. Yeah, dude. No name. He's not like a, you know, doesn't have a lot of followers or anything. Yeah, maybe a few thousand.
No shit.
He's not big at all, but he tours with D'Elia and he's hysterical.
You got to be, bro.
Bro. It was really good, man. It was well worth the whatever, $25. It was $20.
$20 in the drive, though.
$20 in the drive. Yeah,
an hour away. It was worth it, though.
What? Super worth it, man. That's more worth it than most concerts I go to, man. It was just laughter, bro. Literally just went there to just have a good time and just laugh your ass off for an hour and a half.
Man, bro.
Yeah.
Chris D'Elia is great. The fucking man, bro.
Yeah, he's top.
Oh yeah,
top upper echelon in the game right now. In the comedy game, he's up
fucking
there.
Fucking killing it,
dude. He's a killer, dude. I can't even remember all this shit. I wish I like videotaped it. It was so good, man. He's working out his newest material for his next hour now.
Oh, really?
That's what a lot of them do, basically. Like, they'll go on tour.
Yeah.
Like, they'll release their special, and then they'll go on tour, basically working out their new material they have, like, a solid hour.
A solid hour. And then,
yep. So, yeah, this is like, dude, he's fucking ready for whatever this next hour is.
Is it?
Dude, so much better. It's so much. I was thinking about it. It's so much better than the Netflix specials. Like, when you watch Netflix specials, it's almost like it's choreographed. Like, they use the same formula to make sure that it's, like, okay and it appeals to, like, the masses.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this was just different. It was just, I don't know. I don't even know how to really explain it. It was more like
more
a,
organic.
More like
more
a homie
yeah,
feel.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It was like, he was just telling jokes to, like, a small crowd almost.
That's,
like,
that's fucking dope.
It was authentic as fuck.
That's fucking dope.
And it was hilarious, man. I mean, yeah, you would have fucking died. Like, we were just crying, man. Bro, for an hour and a half, 2 hours straight. There was a guy after his opener, too, but he was a local guy, and he was okay. He was a big old fat gay dude.
Okay.
Yeah, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
But, yeah, he was, dude, yeah, he was very openly gay. Like, he made, like, a lot of gay jokes.
Dude,
he was funny. Like, he was good. It was, like, well-written. That's the thing. It was really well-written. You could tell he's good at his craft.
Okay.
But he wasn't as funny as the other two.
Right.
And he was, like, in between. So I think what he does is he tours with only one person.
Right.
Just him and his boy. That guy will open, and then they'll have a local guy go in for second. Like, a
local. Which is pretty fucking dope.
Dude, that's dope.
Which is pretty fucking dope. Mm-hmm. He's giving them a chance and shit. You know what I'm saying? I've heard him say he'll call up, some random local person try to come in.
That's exactly what he did.
Yeah, which is pretty fucking dope.
Yeah, got a local guy to come in, and he was funny, man. He did his thing, but like when it measured up to like the opener and D'Elia, I was really surprised how funny the opener was, bro.
Really?
Yeah, he was hysterical. Like, it was one thing. It was the whole set was great. Probably like 30, 40 minutes of material. Yeah, it was good, bro.
That's it. Gotta find out who that
young
is.
Young dude. I have him. on I started following him after that. But dude, it's easy to find if you just go to D'Elia's Instagram. Yeah. He's always with him. Yeah,
I'll find that shit.
D'Elia is just always touring, bro. He lives the life. Like, he just does what he wants.
Yeah, bro.
Life of a stand-up comic.
But he's there, though. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's there. Like, he's not... How can I say this? He's at, like... I don't want to say where Kevin Hart is now.
No.
But where...
Nobody's where Kevin Hart is.
Where Kevin Hart is, like, first, like, kind of starting. You know what I'm saying? Like, to become...
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's ever gonna do, like, what Kevin Hart does. He really tries to be the most famous guy.
Right.
He just doesn't stop working. No. Just, he's just all about just being, you know. Like, Kevin really fell off to me in terms of, like, the stand-up. You know what I mean? Almost like, dude, when you watch these dudes, it's almost like he's a robot now.
Oh,
it's
like
work, this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's one thing after another. It kind of loses that authentic feel to it.
Right.
Which happens to comics when they really get big, but like D'Elia is just like, you know, homegrown, bro.
Yeah,
he's just a fucking comic.
Would you say Kevin Hart's on his way down?
Mm.
Like he already peaked. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, I mean, when it comes to his stand-up comedy like material, yeah, for sure. I mean, that's been years since I've like. The last thing that I loved was Seriously Funny, and
that was a while ago.
The one after that, Laughing My Pain, I believe. That was good too. That was actually pretty funny. But yeah, other than that, it's just been kind of like just coasting.
It's been going down, you know what I mean?
But like going down in terms of like, yeah, for me, like on how funny it is, but like in terms of like his fame and his notoriety, like it's just skyrocketing.
Yeah, he's
the biggest thing on the planet. He's the biggest comic on the planet. Probably the biggest comic ever, really, like when you think about it.
Right.
Just in terms of like fame and success.
Like the Eddie Murphy of our time, basically. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
But he has like all the records, the biggest crowds, and like, dude, he's enormous.
Yeah,
like,
he's
on a different level of fame when it comes to comic.
Yeah, yeah.
So in terms of that, he's still going up.
Right.
But you see his new special?
No.
Irresponsible, I think it's called. It's on Netflix. That was actually better than the last few.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I thought. It was actually, I had some moments. Yeah, it's a Netflix, it's his first Netflix special.
I don't know, last couple ones I've kind of like, mm-hmm. I feel like I, you know what I mean? Like I wasted some time, so I'm like,
Yep.
I don't know.
I always watch them, but it's just like, because dude, Seriously Funny, Kevin Hart was,
he was on a different level.
God, dude, that shit
he was on a different level.
It was so good. But yeah, D'Elia is just in his, he's totally different. He's never going to be that type of dude. You know, he's not about, like, he makes fun of all that fame and bullshit.
He's not
like,
about that shit.
No, he's as real as he gets, like he always says.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great, man. I love it. And I think he's always going to stay like that.
That would be dope.
That's just who he is.
That's who he is, yeah.
He's not about being that famous guy.
Right.
Like, he's not about that life.
Right.
So that's cool. Dudes like him and Bill Burr's like that too.
Bill Burr.
Like, they're the biggest comics in the world right now. They're top guys, but they're not about the whole fame and shit.
No.
But D'Elia does do some acting.
Yeah.
He does. He's done like a good amount of acting, like shows and shit. You know what he's going to be in?
Yeah.
The second season of You.
Yeah. That's going to be exciting. I still haven't finished it, actually.
Because
I got on that Game of Thrones.
Yeah. There's so much shit out there. It's like impossible to watch it all. But he's going to be in it. I wonder what it's going to be, like what his role's going to be.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be like a funny part, or it's going to be like a... It's probably going to be like a dude that she, like, is dating, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be like one of her boyfriends or something. Gotta be. I think so. Because remember, what's his name was in it? Remember? He was... Oh, wait. You haven't seen it.
No, I see.
Dude from Full House. Jesse. Uncle Jesse from Full House.
Yeah.
The one that all the chicks love.
Right. I remember who he is.
He's in it.
All right.
He's in You.
He's in the first one. The first season.
Yeah. The only season.
Right. Yep. Right. The only season, of course.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
But I saw up to episode 5.
Ooh.
Episode 5. I didn't see Uncle Jesse, though.
It's good. I like it. Hello. I think she just said hi to me. She said Michael, right?
Yeah, she said, what's up, Michael?
What's up, Michael? She probably just heard me mocking her, too. Like, oh, what an asshole.
And now he's laughing. Oh shit.
Whatever.
Yeah, fuck it.
But yeah, man, D'Elia show, unbelievable. The best $20 I've spent in a fucking while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Dude, it was so good. It was worth the trip. Took a nice little about an hour, Daytona.
No shit.
Hour drive, straight up 95.
Straight up 95.
Easy trip.
Is it?
got drunk on the way
venue?
There.
The venue good?
The what?
Is it the venue? How was the venue?
It's good. It's at, was that the ICR? Something like that. It's at a college.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was all like college kids.
All college
kids. Like they had their college discounts for kids. I wonder what they paid. Probably like $5-$10.
No, no shit.
But yeah, $20, man. Go see the fucking one of the top five comics in the world. Just kill it. That's so worth it.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah, I loved it.
So, all right, don't, no spoilers on Game of Thrones.
Ah.
No spoilers. I haven't watched it yet. I'm going to go home and watch it after this. But,
I can give you my opinion about it without no spoilers.
Okay.
Because for the first time ever in all of Game of Thrones history,
yeah,
I wasn't that big of a fan of the first episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They rushed through a lot of things. Like, it just felt hurried. Like, major plot developments.
Yeah.
Were just like breezed over, like it was nothing. Like they just they didn't take time with it,
yeah.
Which is like very un Game of Thrones like.
Right,
that's
right,
not.
Right.
It's they're the opposite of that. They take their time. They build shit brick by brick, and they you know formulate these big moments.
Right.
This was like.
You
what?
Know, you know. Listen. You know what? You know what? I was a little disappointed at.
Ooh.
I finished the last season 7, right, and it was short, 3 episodes.
Yeah. Yeah. The last 2 seasons, because it was supposed to be, originally it was supposed to be just 1 season. It was supposed to be 7 seasons.
Right.
So they split the last 2 into 2 seasons, 1-7 and 1-6.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was only supposed to be 1 season. So that's why the last 2 were short. Because there's only 7 books. There's only going to be 7 books.
Okay.
But they basically did the last book
that
George R.R. Martin is writing. It's not out yet.
Okay.
The last book into 2 seasons.
2 seasons.
So that's why they're 2 short ones.
But you're saying that they rushed it, so they could have really made it a little longer.
Well, yes, for this particular episode.
Yeah.
They could have made the episode like an hour and a half. Some of the episodes in the last season, 3 of them are going to be an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So they're going to be some long ones.
They're going to be long ones.
I just think they could have did that with this one. Like they should have.
Okay.
There were some things like, you know, that just like...
What?
Fuck, they just breezed over it. Like, shit was just happening. Like, honestly, let me think. 1, 2, 3. There was, like, 4 or 5 major, like, things that happened that just, like, some of them just happened, like, one thing to the other. They didn't take time with it. Like, it took away the dramatic feel because they just, like, it just happened and that was it.
Oh, shit.
It was like, damn, should have took your time with it. But...
That was what you were, you said you were kind of in your feelings about that, or...
I mean, yeah. I just wanted them to take their time with it a little bit more.
Yeah,
that's
a little
all.
Bit more, yeah.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
And towards the end, it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that last season, season 7. Well, you know, last season's now, but the season 7. Holy shit, man!
That's
fucking epic.
Oh my god! Wait, season 7. With the dragon. And
yeah, that last episode. Holy shit!
That shit was crazy.
It was
bro.
Insane.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm gonna grab a little bit of a drink. Hold on, real quick.
Hold on.
Be right there.
All right.
Well, yeah. So. Season 7, the way that shit ended was crazy, bro. When the fucking dragon became a fucking white.
Yeah.
Killed the dragon, and now that dragon is fucking... He was riding that bitch.
Yeah, he was,
tore down
too.
The wall, bro.
He tore that bitch down.
Yeah. That shit was like... We were all... Anybody was watching... I remember watching that shit live. It was like... What? Like, fuck.
Like, he did that shit like it was nothing.
Yeah.
Like, it was nothing.
Yeah, that was a big moment.
Yeah, it was.
Fucking dragons, bro. I love Game of Thrones, man. It's great because, like, unlike other fantasy, like, with fantasy shows, like, even when I was first watching it, it doesn't feel like a crazy fantasy. Like, honestly, the first, like, half of the season, it's really light on the fantasy.
Yeah,
even
was.
The most, it's more on realism.
It
like,
was.
It's more based on, like, medieval times and just, like, raw, real. And then there's fantasy sprinkled in there. It's
a
like, oh,
bit.
She birthed the dragons. And then, like, there's some magic shit in
exactly.
it, too. And then three-eyed raven thing.
Right.
Besides that, it's all just, like, kind of realistic, like,
realistic
medieval
shit,
time.
Yeah,
like
medieval times, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of the stuff that happens in there is actually based off of real events. If you, like, read up on it,
yeah.
I can't, like, quote exactly where some of the stuff is from, but some of it's based on, like, real shit.
No shit.
Yeah. Like, it's inspired by real shit.
No shit.
Yeah. It's dope, man. It's fucking... There's nothing like it.
With it, bro, because it's got fucking zombies. It's got dragons. It's got fucking just the fucking epic war
scene. Magic show. Oh yeah, the Battle of the Bastards. With Jon Snow and Ramsay Bolton. Yeah, how about Ramsay? Ramsay's a fucking savage. Yeah, he's an evil motherfucker.
Yeah, he was, bro. He was evil as shit.
What?
The shit that he did to
Theon?
Yeah, oh my god.
Dude, he fucking just chopped his dick off and sent it to them.
Oh, but bro, the conniving shit he did to make him seem like he fled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he freed him.
Oh, you mean to let him think he was getting away?
Exactly, yo, that shit was so fucking...
Just to catch him again?
Exactly. They brought him right back to the same fucking place, yep. Bro. That shit was so fucked up.
Oh, yeah, that's before we knew who Ramsay was and how he was.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's like, he made it seem like he helped him leave.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just evil, dude.
Yeah, it was, bro.
Like, fuck. Yeah, that was fucked up.
And then he cut his fucking, he cut his cock off, and then he's just eating sausage in front
of him. Yeah, he's just, not a savage. I was like, yo, this nigga's eating his dick right now, bro. I was like, this nigga's crazy. This show just took a fucking turn.
Exactly.
This is weird.
Yeah.
This nigga's eating his dick, just fucking, I was like, whoa. He's like, no, pork sausage.
Become savage?
Dude, the Game of Thrones, they do something really great, man. They have these characters that you hate. Like, you really don't like them. Like, all the shit that Theon did, remember? He escaped and he took over Winterfell. And, then, you know, he was just being a fucking prick.
Yeah.
Cersei, just a prick the whole time, right? Jaime was a fuck. You didn't like him at first. He was an asshole. Right. Pushed Bran off. And then what they do is they take him through these journeys and, like, you end up actually feeling bad for them.
Exactly.
And you kind of turn.
Yeah.
Like, when Cersei had to do the Walk of Atonement, you kind of felt bad for that.
Let me tell you something. I don't know how real that was as far as her actually having a walk. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, what do you mean how real it was?
Yeah, like you know, I don't know what kind of set she was in or if she really did walk.
Yeah, she really
alongside of, you know, hundreds. There was hundreds of people there.
Yeah.
Her as an actor, that takes fucking balls, bro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. She's she's a really good actor. She's actually one of the best actors on there for me, in my opinion.
Yeah, because you
I like her character a lot.
She pisses you off. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, the shit she does.
Yeah, she... hated her. But then you kind of feel for her.
Right.
Like, that was a fucking, like, man, for her to walk, she's getting fucking shit thrown at her. She's literally naked. Shit.
Literally.
Shaved her fucking head.
Yeah.
And, like, made her walk. And then, like, Jaime goes through all that shit. He's captured, loses his fucking hand.
Yeah.
And then, like, same thing with Theon. It's like they have this cool thing that they do. They build these characters up and make you really hate them, and then you turn to the point where, damn, exactly, I actually feel bad for this
That's
person.
Good writing.
I hate it. Great writing.
Yeah.
Great character development.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It's the best, man.
Yeah, that's just fucking insane.
Yeah, there's really nothing like it. Remember how much I used to fucking preach to you about the show?
Yeah, I regret not seeing it sooner.
Yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah, that's how I did too. Yeah, because I started, season 5 is when I first started watching it live.
Really?
So I missed the first, like, 4, 2. Like, I wasn't watching it from the beginning. Right. And I tried a few times, and it wasn't even like I was mad about people dying. I didn't care. I just only watched, like, 2 episodes.
Okay.
And then I was just like, all right, turned it off.
Yeah,
it didn't grab me.
It is in the beginning, the first 3 episodes. I mean, they're good.
It's a little slow.
It's slow, and it has
you
to.
You gotta watch it
because you have to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, gotta let it develop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it took me a few watches. But then once I got in, and once I was hooked, I was hooked.
Yeah, that's how I am right now, bro.
Yeah, dude. Once I was like, whoa, I finished it. I got up to the whatever season 5 when I first started, and I've rewatched it. I just rewatched it. I was like, bro, there's so much. Like, so much stuff happens.
Not gonna
There's
lie.
So many things, so many characters. Like, you don't remember everything.
I started rewatching that shit.
You did?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, but I got the wife into it now.
There you go.
Yeah. So now she's like, you know, she's asking questions. I'm like, you know what? Just go back and rewatch
it.
Shit.
Fuck it. But yeah, bro. I started doing it with Allison because Allison watched, like, the first 3 seasons and then she
stopped.
And she stopped because, same thing, her favorite characters were dying.
Exactly.
Like, oh, what? There's so much shit. Like, it makes it so good. Like, nobody's safe.
Nobody's safe. That's what you were saying.
Yep. Remember I was saying, I was like, nobody's fucking safe, bro. Don't get too attached.
Yeah.
Don't get too attached to these fucking characters, bro. They might chop their fucking head off. Real quick.
Oh, shit.
Man. Yeah, they set the precedent for that first season. Like, Ned Stark.
Oh, man.
You thought that he was going to be, like, the guy.
Yeah, he was going to be there for a minute.
Yeah. Like, it was a main, he was, like, the main guy.
Like, nope, fuck you.
Honorable guy. Everyone liked him.
Yeah, yeah. Even the actor. I like that actor.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
And he's then in a lot of shit.
Yeah, he is. And then they're just like, yeah, fuck you.
Yep.
No.
Bye-bye.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
No, but that's
crazy, man.
Yeah, that's just awesome writing. That's what makes that show good.
Yeah, man. The writing, yeah. The character development, writing. I mean, and then the fucking scenery and everything. But they film in, like I said, I think it's 3 or 4 different parts of the world. Like countries. And it's crazy because, like, there's so many people and they're doing their part in different parts of the world where they don't see each other. You got, like, Sansa and Arya. And then you have... like Jon Snow, they haven't been around each other for seasons. I mean, what? Maybe 4 or 5 seasons they weren't around each other because they're just all meeting up now again.
Wow.
Because you saw Sansa and Arya.
Yeah, they're all together.
Yeah,
in the north.
And Jon is coming. So they and then you had Dany, Daenerys, Khaleesi was doing her thing too. They literally when they film. These people don't see each other.
They don't see each other.
Yeah, they're just filming two different and they collaborated. So, like, they were saying, like, when they're like, I'm just as excited to fucking see the shit as you are because I haven't seen the finished product. No, like, shit. I've only seen what the fuck we
filmed and shit. Yeah. But, yeah, you don't.
I don't know. They're adding CGI. Like, they haven't seen none of this shit.
Right.
Yeah, so it's like, I'm just as excited for you. I'm just as excited as you guys. Like, I'm a fan as well.
That's dope, man.
Yeah. That crazy show, bro. You see the fucking amount of money they spent on this show, bro? Oh. I forget the numbers, man. Whoa.
But they make it.
Tens of and twenties of fucking millions of dollars.
Damn, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Mad money.
They have to, man.
Yeah.
All those beautiful sets and shit,
to keep
bro.
Up, it's crazy. To pay all the people, all the extras, like, it's crazy. Literally. Well, I was saying, that first season, the extras, they were pointing out little parts in the seasons, like, we're like, yeah, these are all the extras we have. Like, no, like a few seasons later, it would have been full, but it wasn't.
That's insane.
Yeah, they just didn't have the money yet.
Yeah.
But it's the most popular. It's the most watched premiere television series of all time. Like, you have, like, sitcoms. Like, Seinfeld's the most watched show, period, of all time. It's the biggest show ever.
Yeah.
But this is the most popular, the most watched premiere show ever. Like, HBO, Showtime, all that shit.
Yeah.
Ever.
Fucking, what was I gonna say? Oh, yeah, no, lost my train of thought. So Game of Thrones.
Yeah, man.
Fucking, Disney Plus.
Oh.
Fuck, man. That's just
cannot wait for that.
That shit's gonna be insane.
Yeah, I can't wait, bro. It's gonna be awesome, man. That's why they were pulling all of these fucking shows. I was just saying.
Yeah.
Luke Cage and the Iron Fists and all of these shows. It's like, yeah, they're not getting renewed for their new season. And they're just pulling them off of Netflix. It's like, yep, Netflix is going to lose all that shit.
All that shit, bro.
Yep, and they're going to make more.
All that shit. They have Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah.
Mandalorian, the Star Wars show. Yep.
That's right, yeah. Dude, between Star Wars, Avatar, they own Avatar.
Avatar.
So the new Avatar is going to be coming out too.
Simpsons, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Simpsons.
Yep.
I seen a lineup of shows they got.
Of who? The Simpsons?
Or no. Of
just Disney?
Just Disney Plus.
Oh, yeah.
All the shows they got. They got cooking shows, bro. It's not just, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Superheroes and
not just like acting and shit. No, they got like reality shit. They got all kinds of shit.
All kinds of shit.
They just own their studios. Just own everything.
The Falcon.
Between Amazon and Disney, bro, they own the world.
Yeah. The Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah, that's confirmed.
It's confirmed.
That'll be cool.
Oh.
And then, what you call it? Vision and
WandaVision.
Yep.
WandaVision.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they have all these fucking spinoff series that are going to be coming
with
on top of having all the
actors.
The movies in the database.
Right. Like, with the main actors.
Like, yeah, with not, the real people.
Yeah.
It's yep. What are the, what's your name? Elizabeth Olsen?
Yeah. Fucking Disney, man.
That's crazy. She's an Olsen.
Yeah.
Right? She's a younger Olsen.
I'm younger Olsen.
Yeah, at the Olsen. She better, looks exactly
the
like
better,
them.
The better Olsen.
Yeah. Looks exactly like them.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, man. It's going to be that Disney Plus. I'm 100% subscribing to that shit. Yeah.
It's not expensive either.
It's going to be like close to, I think it's going to be competitive with
$6.99.
It's going to end up being more.
You think?
For sure. They said it was like it's going to be competitive with Netflix, but it's going to be a little bit more. It'll probably be like $13.
That and you could do yearly subscriptions too, which is pretty good. I don't think you could do that with Netflix, right?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think you could do
Netflix. I haven't fucking paid for Netflix in a while.
No. Who the fuck? Netflix is fucking whack.
I don't know.
No, but...
Netflix is awesome.
You think so?
What?
No.
You don't like Netflix?
I don't need Netflix.
What do you mean? Why, because you have Showbox?
Yeah.
Oh, well then, okay, so mine is Showbox, dude. Netflix is fucking incredible. Yeah,
Showbox.
So many shows, bro.
Nobody's supposed to know about that. That's just top secret.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. Dude, Netflix, what? Netflix is like, that's like the best thing since sliced bread, bro.
Remember when Netflix, they would send you the fucking DVD through the mail, and you would have to send that bitch back.
It was just DVDs.
Yeah.
Yep, that's it. Like, dude, think about all the original Netflix series and movies.
No, they got a lot. Like, one of my favorite shows ever is fucking incredible. Stranger Things.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, yo, you saw the preview for that?
Shit's coming.
I'm so excited. Oh,
fuck yeah, man.
Bro, it's just so funny. He's just so excited about this show that just has all 7-year-olds.
Yeah. Well, they're all little kids. They're older now. They're all fucking...
They're like teenagers.
Teenagers and shit.
Yeah, but it's so awesome, man.
One more season. That's it. I think that's all we're getting.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, that's fair. Everything doesn't have to be fucking 10 seasons.
It's either season 4 or season 5. I can't remember. How many?
Well, this will be 3. So
this will be 3. So yeah.
Then you're saying there's one more after that, or?
I think it's one more after that.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what I read.
I wouldn't be mad about it.
No, I wouldn't be mad about it.
Stranger Things is awesome. Dude, Netflix has a shit ton of shit, and then all their documentaries.
Documentaries are fucking awesome, man.
And then they add like all the movies that we know and love. There's been so many Marvels that are on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Netflix is awesome, bro.
Yeah. No.
But Disney Plus is gonna crush it. I mean. Between all the Star Wars movies, between the Avatars, there's supposed to be 4 Avatar movies, by the way.
Damn.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, they're taking their time.
And then all the Marvels, and then not to mention all of these Disney classics, The Lion Kings, the Aladdins, and all that shit. And then the Disney Pixar movies. Like
all that shit.
Dude, that fucking Disney Plus is going to be loaded.
Yeah, it is.
And then all the new shows are going to start.
Smart. Fucking smart as fuck, man.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's smart. Just like fucking no-brainer, really.
Yeah.
Like we're Disney.
Yeah.
We own everything. Let's just make our own streaming service.
Whatever. Don't they own like, was it either Fox or some news station?
Well, no.
Or so, sports station, some shit like that.
That was part of the Fox studio acquisition. The way that X-Men and Deadpool are not going to be part of the Marvel... The MCU?
Right.
You know about that, right?
Okay.
So, the whole buyout, because Disney owns the Marvel Studios now.
Right.
And the whole thing was, even Spider-Man, was still part of the Fox. Like, X-Men, Fantastic Four, Deadpool, and Spider-Man, that's why they were separate and they weren't part of the MCU. Like, they had their own separate thing. They weren't in the universe.
Yeah, all
contract
shit.
But now that
shit.
Disney acquired Fox Studios, that's part of that now.
So now they
don't just own Fox Studios that's doing that. They own, like, the Fox Sports. They own a couple, like, Fox stations.
Fox stations. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was part of the whole acquisition. Right. It's crazy because... Fucking Comcast, Comcast and Xfinity, like the cable network, they tried to outbid Disney, so like they were trying to buy Fox too.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, and Disney was just like, Disney,
we're fucking loaded.
You see your $120 billion, we raise you 50.
Jesus,
it's like, fuck off, bro. Why would you even try? Like, seriously, bro, my pockets
sit
are
down.
way deeper.
Sit the fuck down.
Yeah, like who tries to get in a bidding war with Disney? Fucking serious? Like what?
Like we make a million dollars.
I was just like, what are you even trying to do here? Like you thought they were just gonna roll over? Well, they obviously have more money than you.
Yeah, they make like fucking $1 million every 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's like, yo, this is a waste of time, bro. Seriously,
shut the fuck up.
You're wasting your time and ours. So yeah, they won that bidding war. No, I think Comcast raised them like $10 billion, and Disney just raised like 30.
You're like, yeah.
Yeah, they were like, all right.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you're not going to, yeah. So, yeah, now they got it, man. So, like, Deadpool and X-Men, it's all going to be coming to the MCU.
That's
going to
be dope.
Eventually. I think after this, like, next phase. Because, you know, after this Avengers Endgame, which we got to talk about, too.
Well.
Avengers Endgame, there's going to be the next phase of the MCU, which has already been mapped out.
It's been mapped out, and it's supposed to be short. Like, as far as not short in, like... It's just like the movies that come out are gonna be like a lot closer together.
Yeah,
which they're probably gonna get like 3 or 4 movies a year, which we're gonna fucking just dish out all this fucking money and just fucking do it.
Yeah, I mean, look, you got definitely Black Panther 2.
Oh yeah,
for sure they have to make a Black Panther 2.
Come on,
because of that fucking success, like you got to. And then you're gonna have Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, which they got their old producer back.
Yes.
That's huge.
That's fucking awesome, man.
Yeah, man, because he's the man.
I didn't find it. I didn't find a reason enough for them to do what they did and just to get rid of him and shit for something that was said so long ago. Like come on,
old
man.
Twitter,
get
fucking
the fuck out.
Yeah, I hate that shit. That's when just like a bunch of suits are just sitting in the building. Like, oh, this isn't good PR. Like, fuck off, man. Like, this is just.
But I mean,
just
how do you look now? You know what I'm saying? Now you hired him again.
You look stupid.
You look a fucking moron.
You look dumb. Yeah.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
But yeah, man. We got a lot of exciting shit coming up. Oh, Avengers Endgame is going to be incredible. It's 3 hours.
Is it?
3 hours.
Oh, you just.
That's the runtime.
Just got my dick hard as fuck, bro.
3 hours, dude.
Woo!
Like, are you kidding me?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, fuck
I'm
yeah.
fine with that.
What? I'm more than fine with that. I mean, the Infinity War was what? Like 220?
220, yeah.
Wow. This is another 40 minutes, bro. They're not fucking around.
Oh, yeah, no.
Like, yeah, we're just going to give you 3 hours, bro.
Oh.
I mean, we have 85 superheroes in it. Dude, so many fucking people.
Fucking insane, bro.
Yeah. It was crazy, man. It was so impressive how they fucking blended everyone in and made it work the way they did. You good?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great. I think we talked about it last episode, just how, like, they just nailed it with everyone. It didn't seem like too much. Didn't seem like they were brushing over shit. It was good.
I've been avoiding everything on Instagram about it. Everything.
This last trailer was actually a little bit more revealing.
I know, that's why I seen the suits. I'm like, no. I'm like, nope.
Well, what was that? The 26th, right?
Yeah.
So basically the 25th.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, guys, if my chewing. How you like me now?
Wow. Yeah, that's just gonna be fucking insane.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be a good fucking year. Spider-Man
comes out.
Far From Home. Yep.
Far From Home.
So yeah.
Did you see Shazam yet?
No, I didn't. You saw it?
Yeah, I saw it.
How was it?
It was fucking great.
Yeah, you liked it?
I had a feeling
it was gonna be pretty good.
I didn't think I was gonna like it.
Really?
I didn't think. I'm like, alright, you know what? I'm going for my fucking kid. He wants to watch it.
I feel like it's gonna be fun.
And I'm like, man. And I came out, I'm like, oh, that was a really fucking good story, man.
It was just a good movie?
It was a good movie.
Let me see what this, IMDb, I can always trust. I'm usually like...
Oh, like the...
Yeah, dude, look at that, 7.6 on IMDb, that's really good.
Is it?
What? That's fucking really good. 7.6 out of 10, bro?
Yeah, I really go, I go by the Rotten Tomatoes.
That's the worst.
Is it really?
That is the worst thing to go for.
Oh, no shit.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it's so, they're so biased, whoever's fucking writing these things. Like, it's just like, they're either like 100% on Rotten Tomatoes or like they shit on the movie. Like, IMDb is super like in the middle,
they're
very
like
real.
Legit. They're like real about it.
Yes,
oh, okay.
Very real. Yeah, you look at those ratings, bro. Yeah. Download the app, bro. This is like the best.
I have the app. I just
the IMDb?
Fucking use it. Yeah.
Did you download it because I kept telling you that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, bro, download the fucking IMDb app.
Yo, literally put a fucking gun to my head.
You gotta tell everyone to download it because I love it. Like, you know what I mean? Especially if you're always watching shit and you want to know, like,
yeah.
Type in the actor's name, type in the movie, you see everything they've ever been in, you see the producer, you see the everything, so it's dope.
It's fucking good.
But yeah, dude, 7.6 out of 10 is like
not
really good.
It's not bad.
No, that's really good.
Is it really?
That's a very solid movie. Like, it's getting good, closer to an 8, like if you have an 8 out of 10 on IMDb, That's solid. I think the highest movie ever rated is like a 9.4, bro. That's like fucking like
no shit.
Goodfellas and shit. Like there, there's no 10 out of 10s. Like that's just like that. And that's the thing I hate about Rotten Tomatoes. Like nothing is 100%. Like nothing.
Right.
There's no 10 out of 10s. Right. Like that's not real.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, all of this shit is, you know, subjective. Like it's all based. It's all opinion. It's at all the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
But like. These are like, I like it that it's like in the middle, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, objectively looking at everything for what it is. Not because you have some kind of emotional tie to it. Right. Or like, you know, maybe you like this or you don't typically like this. Like, no. So how, did it tell a good story? You know, was it corny? Was it cheesy? Right. You know. But yeah, 7.6 is fucking good. Did you see Dumbo?
No, I didn't.
Dude, it was cool.
Did you?
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah. It was good. It wasn't like incredible.
Was it,
but I liked it.
Was it, I mean, like the Disney movie, like the animated movie?
The only thing that was animated was Dumbo.
No, I'm saying, but like, was the story, did they stick to it? Like, you know what I mean? Like
yeah,
the,
pretty much.
Pretty much to it?
Yeah, but like the original Dumbo was like an hour.
Okay.
Yeah, it's super short. It's like 50 minutes.
So
like that.
They made
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so they made it. Yeah, it's like a 2-hour movie. So
Dumbo talking shit or?
No, Dumbo never talked, bro.
Didn't talk in the?
No. No, Dumbo was basically Dumbo was like, all right. So the way it starts is, fucking, they're like, it's a circus, and the elephant has a fucking baby. You know, all the animals have their own babies, and right. The elephant has a baby, and her baby ends up with fucking
big ass ears. Right.
And but he's kind of like a misfit, and everyone kind of makes fun of him. Okay. Like, you know what I mean? So he's kind of like, you know, you kind of feel bad for him.
Right.
But no, he doesn't talk smart.
Right.
But
But yeah. He talked in the cartoon though, right?
No.
No, he didn't?
No. No. None of the... No, I don't think so. Wait, did he?
I don't know.
Maybe they did. Oh, no.
Hey, I feel that was like back when Bambi came out and all that bullshit.
Maybe.
And that they talked.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But no, the elephants don't talk.
They didn't talk. Okay.
No.
Yeah, I gotta check it out.
But it was... Yeah, no, it was good. It was enjoyable. Fucking Allison loved it.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, she like fucking loved elephants too. Oh. I don't know what the fuck is her obsession with fucking elephants. Like, what the fuck? What, are you weird? It's weird.
Yeah, how do you feel about Aladdin?
I'm actually kind of worried about it.
How do you feel about fucking how Will Smith looks?
Yeah. I love Will Smith. Yeah. But not every fucking role is for everyone.
No.
You know what I mean? That's a great example of that is fucking Jamie Foxx as the fucking electric dude.
Exactly.
That was horrible.
That was horrible.
That was so bad.
That was so bad, dude. That was really bad.
I'm just thinking about it now. That was shitty, man. Yeah. That was really bad.
And he's fucking awesome. He's an awesome fucking actor. Yeah.
Fucking Oscar winning actor.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, he's really good. But just, you can't just, you know, just because you're a good actor doesn't mean every fucking role is for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, yeah, I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, bro, you know me, I go into it super open. Like, I want to like everything.
Exactly.
I would like to like it. I don't want to go in there and hate it.
Right.
So, hopefully, it's good. But then there's some stuff that's just like, him as a genie. Aladdin, like, looks like Aladdin is whatever.
Right.
And Jafar, he's supposed to be like the fucking, you know, evil like villain type of dude. He didn't look like evil. Like anything. He's just there. Yeah, and like remember the fucking what's the parrot's name?
Oh yeah, yeah. Ah, fuck. I can't remember. I know.
Iago. So Iago is supposed to talk. In the new movie.
Okay.
I was like, I want to hear that. All right, guys. I'm going to stop chewing to the mic, all right? It's got to be annoying. But yeah, Iago's going to actually have a voice. We didn't know that until like maybe a month ago. I thought it was just going to be a parrot.
But I mean, because you know who played him in the cartoon.
Yeah, Gilbert, I forget the
Gilbert,
guy's name.
Gilbert Godfrey.
Yes. Yeah, the guy with that voice.
Annoying as fuck. But who else could you know what I'm saying?
Like, you know who it's gonna be? Huh. Steve the Pirate from Dodgeball.
Oh, shit.
The redheaded dude?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No shit.
That's who's going to play his voice. I was like, oh, all right.
All right. Well.
Are you going to just like, yarr? I don't know. Yeah, but
Dodgeball was playing.
He's the one who's playing him.
That's a funny ass movie, bro.
I hope it's good, yeah. Aladdin. I hope we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, Robin Williams, man, as the genie. That movie was so good.
Yeah.
The original Aladdin?
It was epic, man.
Yeah, epic. I love it. Disney movie, man. And then you got Lion King, and you have...
Lion King coming out, yeah. That doesn't look too bad, though.
No, it doesn't look bad at all. I feel like that has less room. I feel like there's a lower chance of that, of fucking that up.
Exactly.
Than it is the Aladdin. Because Aladdin has a bunch of actual people playing real cartoon characters.
Exactly.
You know, and Lion King is all fucking animated. Yeah, so, like, it's probably just going to be good. Like, there's no real people in it.
Exactly.
It's going to be, like, the voices.
Right.
So, yeah. I feel like it'll be good.
It should be
like good. Jungle Book. Jungle Book was good. Yeah,
Jungle Book wasn't bad at all.
Yeah, I liked Jungle Book.
Yeah,
like
it was actually pretty good.
I feel like they've made a million Jungle Book remakes.
Yeah.
There's been so many. Many other ones, not Disney, but like there's been a lot of like Mowgli. Remember the Mowgli movie?
Yeah. I never saw it, but I'm like, another
Netflix.
One, really?
It's a Netflix original.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Mowgli, and then they have older ones too. Older Jungle Book, and Mowgli is like, he's grown up, he's a big guy. Like, they fucking retold that story a lot.
A lot, man. Yeah. It's too much.
But yeah, way too much. But yeah, this one's fucking, the last one, the Disney book, Jungle Book remake, that was good. Yeah. Remember Christopher Walken was the big orangutan? Yeah. Guys!
Yeah. His fucking voice.
I want to be like you. Yeah. He was good. I love fucking Walken, bro.
Yeah, Walken.
He's a fucking legend.
Yeah, he's a man.
He's such a legend. Just his voice is just like, what? I just want to have him like... Like at my 30th birthday, like I just want him to like
just show
sing
up.
Me happy birthday.
With that little voice he does.
Yeah, you're 30. Yeah. You came this far.
He was in a music video. I don't know if you ever see that one.
Was he? I mean, that doesn't surprise me. I'm trying to think.
It was like a dance video or some shit like that. Like that type of music. And he was in it, and he was just fucking going up and down the escalator. It's fucking hilarious, man.
I'm trying to think of what it was.
I can't remember. I gotta look it up, but it was that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna have to pull it up now. What else we got, baby?
What else? So Nipsey, gotta talk about Nipsey.
Oh man, that was a fucking shitty one, huh?
Yeah.
That kind of sucked, dude. Yeah,
that shit fucking hurt, man.
Yeah, I was just like, fuck, man. I'm been a Nipsey fan for a while. He's not like, you know, I won't lie and say like he's like, one of my favorite artists, but like I liked his music a lot.
I fucked with his music, yeah.
And I just fucked with him as what he was doing, he stood for as a person. Like, exactly. He was the man.
Shit he was accomplishing, man.
Yeah, he was the man, bro. He was all about giving back to the community. Yeah. He's just like, it makes you think like, now it's almost like, man, you know, fuck the hood. Right. You know what I mean? Exactly. Like, you try to fucking go back and provide. Now it's just like, man, what? Yeah, like, you try to get back and then what? Like, fuck it. Get out of the hood and never fucking look back.
Exactly.
Get out of the hood, never fucking go back. Never try. Don't fuck it. Just stay out of that bitch.
But I've seen a lot of shit on Instagram. They're like becoming more united, and all the gangs and shit are trying to become a little more united. And
well, it's been kind of on that trajectory, man, for a little while. Like, it's kind of been a little bit more.
I feel like there's still a lot of ignorance, though. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, bro.
Like, all right, for example.
The hood, man.
For example, Kodak. Okay? And then the stupid shit he said. You know what I'm saying?
About what?
About fucking, about Nipsey Hussle's wife.
What about? What did he say?
He said, after a year, come see me.
He said that after he died?
Disrespectful as fuck, bro.
Wait, what? Yeah. That's fucking corny, bro.
Bro, and fucking T.I. checked him, and fucking the game checked. The game will fucking, he'll probably fucking split him in half if he sees him out in the street. But they both went on and said some shit about that. And,
wow.
And Kodak tried to like, he tried to say he never said that, but he fucking said it live.
But like you said it, right?
He said it fucking on live. Everybody fucking heard that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's trash. Like, yo, come see me after a year. You know what I mean? Like, what the
what? Fuck? Why are you even talking about that right now? That's super ignorant, dog. Yeah, I don't fuck with that.
There's still a lot of that shit going on. You know what I'm saying?
And it's and that's a totally separate kind of thing, but it's just ignorance either way.
Yeah.
But like when it comes to that gang shit, man, that's just still fucking alive and well, bro.
Oh yeah, man.
Yeah. It's not what it used to be, but still.
It's still around.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's just fucking it's sad, bro. It was definitely sad that shit would happen to a person like that. Like someone like that that's actually giving back.
Exactly.
To like,
that's doing
dude,
some good.
That was at his store that he opened in his hood, selling all kinds of shit. He had a restaurant there and he fucking employed He only employed local up-and-coming artists that no one knew about. He literally just to give them a job.
That's insane.
Helping out his community. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those are the only people he employed.
That's
like,
crazy, man.
That's the type of dude you guys just fucking killed, man. A guy
exactly.
Was just, yeah, that's fucked
up. And from what I understand, the person that killed him was like one of his, you know, boys.
Well, he knew him.
He knew him.
They weren't like boys. He knew him. He knew who he was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he knew, you know, through like a circle or whatever.
Exactly.
But yeah.
Fucked up, man. Fucked up.
That shit was.
Fucked up, man.
Yeah, I was just like, no. So the videos that were shown, I was just like, I saw some shit fucking being posted, and it was like of him like fucking, you know, they're like giving him CPR. I was like, man, why would you even post this shit on the internet?
Oh man.
I don't even want to fucking see that.
No.
Like that shit is weird. Out of all the things that like. That are going on right there. That's going on. And your first instinct is to take your fucking camera out and videotape it and post it to your Instagram.
Man,
like, come on, dude. The guy just got shot 6 times. He's getting CPR. And you want to post the fucking video?
It's pretty sick, man.
I was just like, what? That shit got taken down like shortly after.
I never saw it. So
it's just weird.
It was pretty quick.
Yeah, it got taken down. It was quick.
It was pretty quick.
But I was just like, what, nigga? Like, it's a weird time we're living in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Like, what the fuck are you doing taking a video of that?
Exactly. Like, yo, you know how many times I've seen a post of, like, some shit going wrong, like, whether it's an accident, like a car in a fucking lane.
And niggas just riding by with their fucking phones?
Or fucking whatever the case might be, and they just, they're filming this shit instead of fucking.
Like, help. Or, like, do something, like, you know what I mean?
I got other guys going in there and helping. That's fine. I'll just film.
Yeah.
Like,
I'll just.
Come on.
Film. There's some things that, you can film if you're, you know, with the cop thing or something like that. But like this, like, nigga, he just got fucking shot, bro.
Come on.
He's dying.
No, they did the same shit when AAA XXXTentacion fucking.
Yeah,
he got shot. They were fucking showing pictures of inside of his car and, you know, him fucking in his car all fucking shot.
Yo, that's X. That's X. It's just like.
Like, yo, man, just.
Everyone, man, they just want some fucking attention.
Yeah.
They just want that online attention, bro.
Attention whores, man.
For sure. That's those fucking likes, man.
Yep. That's what it is, man.
That's a drug, bro.
No.
Yeah. It's basically the same thing. It has a lot of the same effects.
Mm-hmm. Fucking, on a different tip, Tiger Woods.
Dude!
Yo!
I'm happy about that.
Yo, did you hear about that fucking one dude, bro? He bet $6,000. Okay, that
six racks,
$6,000 that Tiger Woods was gonna win it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Won $1.2 million out of that.
What?
Yo.
Are you for real?
Yeah, for sure.
Is that real?
Yeah, for sure.
No.
Yo. He won a shitload.
Wow. So he just became a millionaire off that.
Yeah. He's like, fuck this. He's gonna win. I'm gonna bet $60,000 and fucking win $1.2 million.
Whoa, bro, it's nice out now.
Yeah,
this is beautiful.
Yeah,
we should finish this shit out here.
Yeah, out here. Yeah.
I like this vibes, bro.
Yeah,
vibes, bro. Hashtag vibes. Fucking dude. So six racks he bet.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, 60.
Nope. 60,000. Oh, wow. So he had money to put up. So he's probably a millionaire already.
Yeah, he had 60,000.
Yeah, if you have 60 racks to bet on a fucking golf game, you're loaded.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's probably a millionaire. But wow.
Yeah,
to come up.
He came the fuck up.
Holy fuck. What did he make?
$1.2 million, bro. That's insane. Fuck, he killed it.
Well, I mean, yo, I'm happy for that nigga, though.
Yeah.
Bro. Talk about a fucking story, huh?
Yeah.
He went through a lot. He did some fucking douchebaggery. You know what? Not even.
No.
Not even, bro. I don't even want to hear it.
Being a dude.
Dude, he's being a fucking human being. Yeah. Like, bro, imagine. I can never judge somebody. Bro, I've done dumb shit. Making 50 grand a year.
Exactly.
Let alone hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't have a fucking bus of Russian whores ready to suck my dick. Yeah. As soon as I get done. Are you serious, bro? Exactly. How could I ever judge a man in that situation? I've never dealt with that type of temptation.
Exactly. It's a different ballgame.
I always fucking say that, man. When people just like... Like when Justin Bieber was just like, he just turned like 18 and just like finally got his hundreds of millions of dollars that he made because his parents had him on an allowance. Right. And he's like, oh, he's out fucking speeding and racing the sports course. What the fuck would you be doing?
What the fuck would you be doing at that age?
Are you kidding me, bro? No. I was racing my fucking $800 Nissan Sentra. What? No. You really fucking judging this kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Like, come on, bro. We're fucking human beings, man. You have that type of money, like,
put him in
under cheated on his wife, so that's it? You're gonna fucking nail him to the cross now?
Come on, man.
Come on, dude. You never dealt with that type of temptation. No. Don't tell me you wouldn't do some shit.
No, that's a good comeback story, though. You know what I mean? Like, all right, you went through some shitty shit.
Now fuck yeah. Just, and he wasn't playing that well for a while. Like, yeah, everyone's like, he lost it. Back problem, surgery.
Exactly.
And then after all of that shit with his wife, where he got fucking taken for half of his money.
Yeah.
Came back, wasn't playing well, went through surgery, and then he got fucking knocked for the DUI.
DUI, I remember that shit.
That was here in Florida.
Yeah.
DUI, he was on like fucking pills and shit. But that was like the pills that he had for his back.
Right.
So he was like, oh, I guess he was on like pain pills or whatever. And maybe drunk. Came back and wins the fucking Masters again.
Masters,
since 05, my nigga.
That's insane.
That's 14 years ago. And won again. Whoa. Wow,
that's a good comeback story, man.
Fuck yeah, man. I was like, dude, that's awesome to see. You know how happy that nigga was?
Yeah, what? I seen a post of him putting on a jacket and shit. Man, he's fucking cheesing and leather.
Oh, man.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was super cool. Fuck what anybody else thinks, man. I'm happy for Tiger.
Yeah, same.
Hell yeah. I'm happy for that.
Fucking... All right, the other day, on a different subject, we got into deep-ass fucking text back-and-forth shit about fucking the universe, bro. That shit was dope as fuck. And, bro, I was...
That blew your mind a little bit? I was telling you?
Yeah, no, it was... I was in between Game of Thrones episodes, and we just started... I seen that post, I'm like, oh, shit, fucking Michael liked that post. And it was a post of...
How
big the galaxy is.
Basically, like comparing it to how small we are compared to it.
How they measure light years
and shit. That's baby shit, bro. That's elementary shit.
Elementary shit.
Yeah, that's not even scratching the surface.
No, it's not. And we got into a pretty fucking deep convo, man.
But that was some cool shit. I forget exactly what it was. Hey, I'm about to go back and see what the... Bro, yeah, it's crazy. And we were talking about, like, people always say... Like, when you talk to them, it's like, yo, there has to be aliens out there.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be this. Yeah, there's got to be, like, in our galaxy. It's like, based off of what information are you basing that off of?
Okay.
You know what I mean? You think, okay, the universe is big. And maybe fucking, you know, we've been growing up seeing sci-fi movies and what's possible through technology and what it could be. You know, we see Star Wars and shit.
Right.
But it's like, when you fucking understand... what actually transpired and had to happen just for even a little speck organism to fucking be able to live.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Okay.
Like, it's insane. Like, we might be the weirdest, craziest fucking place in the universe. Yeah. It's possible. It's possible. Like, now, given, like, how big everything is, once you go outside of our galaxy and you're going, like, you know, I mean, billions of light years away...
Mm-hmm.
That's when you're like, okay, maybe this happened before. But if you think about it, bro, it took about 5 billion years for us to get... Okay, the Earth is like 4.6 billion years. So let's say close to 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
It took that long for us to get to where we are now. And really, intelligent life, we haven't been here for that long when you compare it to like how long the Earth has been here. Like, right. It's only like the last... What? Intelligent life, I guess, with the dinosaurs. Yeah, it's only like a few million, you know, years.
Right, right.
When you compare it to 4.6 billion, it's nothing. Like, we really pretty much just got here.
Right.
You know? And in terms of, like, humans, like, yeah, what? Monkeys, like, intelligent, they have 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing.
That's nothing.
We basically just fucking got here.
Right.
So, like, how long it took for us to get to this point?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the universe is only 13.6 billion years old. That's it. It took five for us to get here. And it took even longer than that for the Earth to be in the right spot. Like, for everything to happen.
Everything to happen, yeah.
Crazy, bro. Even for the Earth to just be in a habitable zone. Like, this distance far from the sun and the planets to be aligned, and like for us to have a moon, like we wouldn't be here if we didn't have the moon.
Have that moon.
You know, the moon is just like a fucking rock.
Right.
Like, so many things had to fucking go right, and then so many things just by chance had to happen. Extinctions that man will survive. I told you that. The rat.
Yeah,
marsupial, basically a rat.
Right.
Is the reason why we're here.
Right.
Because it was like the biggest mass extinction we ever faced. I think it was the Permiac. Permiacic or Permiac extinction. It was that. There's been like six mass extinctions. This was, they call it the Great Dying. Basically, like 95% of life was just fucking wiped out.
Yeah, holy shit.
We almost lost everything. And basically, because this one mammal survived, that enabled us to fucking move on.
Move on.
Yep, when the dinosaurs didn't survive, and you know what I mean? That enabled us to fucking go.
That's insane if you think about that shit.
Yeah, it's crazy,
bro. That's fucking crazy if you think about that shit.
It's insane, bro. Wanna hear some crazy shit? Like, kind of like around the same subject. So, like, the one extinction, this is how it happened. So, like, before you see these trees out here with bark, like, you know, like logs.
The logs.
Before that, plant life was just like leaves, so it only grew to be like a few feet tall. We didn't always have the tree bark, right?
Right.
The way that happened was just like anything else, like natural selection, so like competition, like life finds a way to outdo life.
Yeah.
You know, over years, they end up developing this bark that allows trees to grow higher, that way they can suck up more sun and they can live longer.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
Before that happened, well, right when that happened, right when bark was starting to grow, the way plants work is when they die, they release carbon dioxide back into the air.
Right.
So like right now, trees give us oxygen.
They give us oxygen.
But when they die, they go back and they literally release the carbon dioxide back in the air. So before, we didn't have termites. We didn't have like people to take care of this waste of this bark, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then the carbon dioxide wasn't releasing into the air when it died. So see if you can follow me here.
I got you.
This is before termites or anything could eat the bark.
Right.
Right? So it was getting buried. It would die and the trees would fall and it would get buried and buried and it was just getting buried under the ground, buried under the ground. So the carbon dioxide wasn't releasing into the air.
Mm-hmm.
So in turn, we had a surplus of oxygen. So oxygen, we breathe oxygen, but it's a very small percentage. Like, I think our atmosphere is only like 30% oxygen.
Right.
It's mostly like nitrogen, carbon dioxide, shit like that. That's most of what we're breathing.
Most of what we're breathing.
Mm-hmm. So the way this mass extinction happened, all of that fucking carbon dioxide filled bark was under the ground and it wasn't being released.
Mm-hmm.
There was this huge, huge, huge event of all these volcanic eruptions, right? Burning all over the ground, all that carbon dioxide under the ground that wasn't fucking eaten up, that wasn't taken care of, carbon dioxide up in the air. It was basically like poison.
Poison.
Fucking killed everything.
Killed everything. God damn.
That's how one of the fucking extinctions happened.
That's insane. Man.
It was like crazy.
That's fucking crazy as fuck.
Isn't that nuts?
Holy shit.
Yeah, so that was like one of the biggest like mass extinctions we ever faced. Basically, life was just like pretty much done, like besides a few things.
No shit.
But yeah, bro, like if those things don't survive, we don't make it here. If the dinosaurs don't go extinct, we don't make it here. Like, we're not living with dinosaurs. They would have fucking killed us.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
You know what I mean?
My son would love that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, it's like, it's just nuts when you think about all the shit that had to happen just for us to be here.
Yeah.
So like when you think about it, it took billions and billions and billions of years. The universe has only been here 13.6 billion. What are the chances that something else like this happened somewhere else?
Right.
There's a chance.
Could be. Yeah.
There's a lot. I mean, there's billions of fucking galaxies. You know what I mean? So like, My guess is, yeah, there's probably life out there, but who knows what stage it's in.
Exactly.
It could be in that very beginning stage.
Right.
It could be where there's only water. There's only animals that live in water.
Living water, yeah.
You know, because that's where it was. Life started in water. It was just little organisms. That's it. Just the organisms just feeding off of light. And then they like developed fucking sight and eyeballs. Like at first it was just like, we didn't have eyeballs. We just had like a, when I say we, I mean just living organisms, just things that detected light.
Okay.
And then slowly over millions and millions of years, we developed the fucking eyeball.
Yeah.
And then we moved from the water to land. And then shit starts going from there.
Kept going, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane.
It's just crazy. Yeah. So like, yeah, I don't know, bro. I mean, I'm sure some shit out there, but I don't know, man. I don't think in our galaxy, even though our galaxy is fucking huge,
right,
I don't think there's life anywhere. I mean, maybe like organisms, like maybe little fucking things, but who knows if that's ever even gonna develop into intelligent life.
Maybe there's, like, there's shit. I know that like we've only explored like a certain amount of the ocean, like a very small amount of percentage.
Oh yeah,
of the ocean.
Super small.
And
most of it we haven't.
Right. So there's, you know, probably stuff like that, that, you know, different types of shit that we haven't seen, because we haven't, you know what I'm saying, you know, traveled and seen that much.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe some, you know, if we were to see something like that, that would be alien to us as far as, but
like alien doesn't mean, like alien only means not from here.
It's foreign. Something that you've...
Not from this planet. That's the only thing it means.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Alien. When you say alien, like, what do you mean? Something weird?
No, it's something that we haven't seen. Something that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's alien to you. Like,
I mean, new fucking species. We find about, I think it's like 7 to 10 new species every year.
Okay.
Like, there's constantly new fucking species being fucking found.
Right.
All the time. There's things that are living, you know, and we're getting deeper and deeper down to the ocean, so we're finding stuff for sure. But at the end of the day, it's life. It's Earth life. You know what I mean? It's like still based off of the same, you know, physics and the same biology that, you know what I mean, that it takes to live here.
Right.
So that wouldn't really get us any closer to thinking that there's something out there. That's a totally different ballgame.
Totally different ballgame.
Yeah. But it's just, it's nuts to think about, because it's like never ending. You know what I mean? It's like, who knows, bro?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
It's really crazy to fucking think
about. Fucking small we are, man. Like,
oh my god, we're fucking speck, bro.
Yeah, it's nothing.
On the Earth, it's just a little fucking shit particle.
Yeah, there was a, there was this kids movie my son watched. I think it was like a Dr. Seuss's Horton Hears a Who or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they show like this little speck, and they show like on that little speck like all these different, you know, like things that are living on in that little speck. You know what I'm saying? And it's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, it's kind of like what we're made of.
Exactly.
Bro. We're just made of a bunch of fucking atoms.
Exactly. So it's like we're tiny little speck.
Yep. And fucking, you know, neutrons and electrons. Electrons is the smallest thing. It's the smallest thing that we could detect.
Mm.
Tiny.
So, what else? All right. So, I was watching on Instagram. You know the Barstool. All right. You know how they have someone famous come in and they ask them a bunch of questions.
Yeah.
And shit.
And the Theo one was hilarious.
Yeah. All right. So I kind of did something like that. All right. And I want to see what what you would say.
Would you rathers?
Well, yeah, kind of like that. first one. How much would you sell one of your testicles for?
And to give me like an amount to choose from?
I don't know, whatever. Like, what would you be like, all right, this is
just one of them?
One testicle.
Oh, dude.
Like, what would be like, well, fair amount? Like, all right.
One of my testicles, $100,000.
100,000?
You don't need both.
You don't need both.
Yeah, it wouldn't take a whole lot of them now, bro. Just something life-changing, dude.
So $100,000. That, I mean, that sounds pretty reasonable. That,
yeah, something life-changing. Like, exactly. $100,000 is life-changing.
Exactly. That should get you going.
Yeah, 50. I think about it. That would still be life-changing. It would change my whole current situation. Like to have $50,000.
All right, what about both? Like, you can't have six.
Ooh.
Like, you can't have kids, you're gonna take both.
Can't procreate. Well, first I would fucking squirt one out before I let him go. For sure. Bro, I would jerk off for days before I let him go. I would just be like, yo, this is it.
Just give me a month.
I'd be like, listen, give me a month, bro. I'm gonna fucking deplete all my fluids.
All right, now what? Is it just right now?
Right now.
How much? Both.
Damn, for both?
For both, that's it. You can't have fucking kids anymore, but you're gonna be fucking rich. As much money as you want. What do you want?
Well, yeah, you'd be rich if I, for both? Damn, it would have to be millions.
Millions? A couple million?
I'd do it for $1 million.
See, you're still young, though. See, me, I'd be like, yo, take them shits.
Yeah, you'd be like,
I'm good. Give me a milli.
Yeah, give me a mil, right?
Give me a milli. I'm fucking done. Give me 500.
Yeah. Let me think. I don't know. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to get my pump real quick. You don't got to pause it.
All right, so I'm going to play some little elevator music. Deep.
Breathe now. Back better than ever.
Back better than ever, guys. All right.
So yeah, it'd have to be. I'd say in the millions. I'd say. You know what? Damn. You know, because no kids. You're basically just giving. For me, I don't have any kids. One day, I do want to have one.
Bro, you could buy like 5 kids.
Exactly. Like I can adopt. Yeah, give me a mil.
Give me a mil. A million? Mm? No shit. Okay. Next one. let's see. Which one would you have rather not? Like, if you had a choice, you could only watch one. Which one would it be? Would it be Avengers or Harry Potter?
Wait, what do you mean,
though? All right, so let's say...
Like, you mean, like, the Avengers Endgame, or you mean, like...
No, the whole Avengers
series. Are you saying, like, basically the whole Marvel? Just Marvel? Well, I might as well say that. That's like an MCU versus, like, the Harry Potter universe.
You gotta be
a little bit more specific, because it's like, all right, there's Endgame's coming up. Harry Potter, there's no movies Potter coming up.
Avengers series? Not what led up to it, you know what I'm saying? Just those movies. Would you rather not have that or not have that or
not have Harry Potter?
That's hard.
I'd probably say, yeah, because I still have all the other MCUs, so I'd say I'd rather have Harry Potter.
Rather have Harry Potter?
Yeah, because it's just the Avengers. Right. If it was, like, no more MCU, then I would get rid of Harry Potter and be like, yeah, MCU for sure.
Really?
Yeah. But if it's just the 4 Avenger movies,
yeah,
that's different.
Yeah. It's still hard, though.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, it's kind of easy for me.
All right. Next one.
I watch Mad Harry Potter, by the way, bro.
Huh?
I watch Harry Potter a lot.
I watched it yesterday.
Yeah. I watch them so much. I rewatch them all the time. They're always on TV.
I watched the first one yesterday. I'm like, wow, man, they really had no budget for this one.
The first one was
horrible.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a while ago, too.
Yeah, and it was good. It was fucking still good.
Great. I love the Harry Potter series.
All right, next one. Come loudly every time you fart, or fart loudly every time you come.
Come loudly. What do you mean? Like scream loudly, like ah, or like your cum makes a noise.
Yeah, you're gonna go fart and you just or when you fart.
Or when you come.
Exactly.
Fart super loud.
Fart super loud.
Yeah, I would do that.
You would do
that? I would just be farting every time I come, dude. 100%. It would actually be kind of cool. It'd be great, man. I have my girl, bro. She'll get used to it. You know, I'm not trying to impress any new tail. I'm good, bro. I was like, babe, you're going to have to put up with these fucking belts. I'm just going to be belching out farts every time I go. That'd be great, actually. That'd be comical.
Yeah. Almost like a superpower. Yeah.
So like, I don't want to be fucking just shooting out every time I fart. I don't know who wants that. You fart way more than you come.
Exactly.
You gotta think about
for
it.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You only gotta deal with that. You know, coming. I'm not just fucking, you know, jerking and fucking all the time.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Farting every time I come. Final answer.
Alright. Next one. Alright, so your partner has a huge bush every time, or you have a huge bush every time?
What? That's super easy.
Which one?
Like, I have a bush?
Yeah, either one. Which one would you rather have?
Yeah, I'll have the bush, and I have my partner be nice and clean. That's super easy, bro. I already have a fucking not too pretty situation going on down there. I need a trim job, bro. I'm about to just go to my barber and be like, bro, are you trying to hook me up?
Yeah, hook it up. What a fade.
Yeah, dude, what do you mean? I mean, I trim it up a little bit, though. How do you look down there?
No, I got to trim up.
You trim up? I'll yeah, because like, if I'll, not,
that
it'd
shit
be,
will fucking
yeah,
be lost.
Yeah, it'd be great. I'll get lost in there. You know what I mean? I'm like, you know, I have a decent situation down there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not hurting in that department, but still.
No, bro, I go.
It
I
covers
grow,
up.
I grow like fucking foot long hairs down there, bro.
Yeah, no. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's. I trim. I trim, but I don't shave it all off. That's gay.
No, 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 that's weird.
Yeah, no, I'm not a porn star.
Yeah, no. No, you know, I always wanted to be a porn star.
Like, did when you? I was younger, yeah, but you don't.
When I was younger?
Yeah, no, it's always appealing when you're younger. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're always like, oh, I would just love the fuck all the time. Yeah. But just like, no, when you think about what the job actually is, you gotta be like on command.
Cut.
Yeah, it's not even like, real.
No.
You're not even like enjoying it after a while. You're probably just fucking.
All right, how much, let's see, how much money would it take for you not to know how to read anymore? So let's say.
I think I heard that one.
Yeah, you can't read anymore. How much money would it? How much money would you be content? Like, all right.
I mean, what do I need to read for?
You gotta read. You at least read once a day, dude.
I read all the time.
Exactly.
I read all day.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, what do you mean? I'd be, what?
But you'd have money, so you could pay somebody. Be like,
yeah,
all right,
yeah.
Read this shit.
Yeah, I remember this one. enough to just have a personal reader. I'd have them on like 50K a year.
50K.
Be my reader.
Be your reader.
Yeah. So yeah. Give me like, yeah, because that's a big deal. It is like not being able to
not
read.
Not being able to read.
Yeah,
man?
You can't read. I'd go 10 mil.
10 mil.
10 million. I'll have my reader on a salary of $50,000. He'll live with me. Yeah, actually, be a girl, like a sexy fucking reader chick.
A sexy reader chick.
Yeah, yeah.
With glasses.
Yep, glasses. Yep.
Has to have the glasses.
Yep. She'll wear like a. I wanted to wear a lab coat with nothing else under.
Pigtails.
Yep.
Pigtails.
Yeah, pigtails, lab coat, blonde hair, blue eyes, just super typical, like porn scene typical. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Last one. Sex with Thanos. Or getting slammed like Loki by the Hulk.
Oh, I'd fuck Thanos.
Fuck him right in the chin.
Yeah, I'll fuck him. Yeah, I'll definitely fuck Thanos.
Fuck him right in the chin.
Oh yeah, for sure. I might do it even if this wasn't a bet. Like,
what's he at?
I might just try it out. Yeah, sex with Thanos or getting slammed by the, yeah, because I don't think I'm gonna survive that slam, dude.
Yeah, that's insane.
You know, like basically, it's like sex with Thanos or die. A painful death, getting slammed by the Hulk. Yeah.
Oh shit. Damn, we've been at it for over an hour.
Over an hour?
We can still go. Like, I
wanna wrap it up?
Let's wrap it up. What are you listening to? What do you want
to
throw
I'm listening out? To a lot of fucking Tierra Whack, man. She's Tierra like Whack. Been on fucking on repeat for me. Really, man. I really love all of her shit. That album is so cool. 15 minutes.
Yeah, I fuck with
15
that
songs, 15 minutes, one song each. And did you watch the videos?
No, I never watched the videos.
Dude, she has a video for each one.
Oh,
so
she?
You can actually watch it, like, in order, like she has a video album. Check it out.
Yeah.
You pay for Spotify, right?
Yeah, I got Spotify.
You don't have anything else?
No, I don't have anything.
So, I don't know if it's like this on Spotify, but.
What do you have?
I use Tidal.
You have Tidal, right?
Mm-hmm. But. So, Whack World is her album.
Right.
Right? 15 tracks, all 1 minute, but then there's. The videos.
Oh, no,
and
sure.
Literally all 15 videos, you just in order. No shit. And they're all meant to be in order too, so they go from one to the other. Oh, but each video is like different. That's pretty dope. It's dope.
Yeah, they don't have
basically
that
like a 15-minute, just 1-minute videos each that are all connected.
They don't have that on Spotify.
She's dope, man. She's a fucking artist.
Bro, she can spit too, man.
Yeah, she got bars. She can sing. You know what I mean? She's got good vocals, man. And she's fucking, she's artsy, man. I like it.
Yeah,
her videos are dope. Her one video was nominated for a Grammy.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, that's how I first heard about her.
Oh, no shit.
Yep, she had a video nominated for a Grammy last year.
Okay. So what song? At least give me one song so I can put this shit at the end.
What's the one? I like the new Uzi tracks too, but I'm gonna give you this one.
We'll put that at the end. I'm listening.
Wasteland.
Okay. I'm stuck on that fucking Supermarket, man.
The what?
The Supermarket by Logic.
Oh, it's fire, man.
Oh my god, bro. Yeah, I can't get off of that shit, bro.
I love it.
I'll play you know, any other track or whatever on any other fucking one of my playlists.
It's kind
of
like an alternative vibe too.
Exactly. Yeah. I always go back to the Lemon Drop.
Oh yeah.
That one is it sounds like fucking Red Hot Chili Peppers in there, bro.
Yeah, man. That's super dope.
Yeah, no, I fuck with it. Yeah, man.
It was different, man. It's very cool that he did that. Like, so it's like not like him.
So yeah, it's fucking pretty dope.
Yeah, I was really fucking impressed with that shit.
Wasn't fucking bad, bro. He wasn't bad at all. Fucking singing and shit, bro. Not good. Bad at all.
Yeah, not bad at all, bro. It was fucking really good. Talented, man.
That's a soundtrack to a book he came out with.
Yep. Yeah, that's what it was for.
Yeah. I'm trying to see if maybe I can read that.
Yeah, right. You always got to be like, I'm gonna try to read because it's hard to commit to reading a book.
I'm gonna try. I ain't got no time, man.
I'm on number 4, Harry Potter, right now.
You're reading it?
Yeah, yeah. Goblet of Fire. Mm-hmm. I read the first 4 when I was like younger, but I don't remember them at all. Right. So like, I just pretty much breezed through the first 3 pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorcerer's Stone, Chamber of Secrets, and then Prisoner of Azkaban. Mm-hmm. Prisoner of Azkaban, the book, bro. It's sick. There's some shit that is different.
Oh, yeah.
Shit that you read and you're like, oh my god, I can't believe they left that out or they changed. Like, there's a lot of nice, juicy shit that you would never know.
How often do you read?
I don't read much. I mean, I read every day. Yeah. Like,
as far as books.
Articles? No, books, no, not much at all. I mean, I have my waves where I go through, like, bro, I finished the first 3 Harry Potter books in, like, a month. About a month. It took me to finish the first 3.
No shit.
Yeah. But yeah, right now I'm like maybe 100 or 200 pages into Goblet of Fire.
Okay.
I have them all there except for 1. Yeah, I have them all except for number 8.
Okay.
Yeah, or number 7. Was it 8 or 7?
Yeah,
right?
No, I can't. Yeah, I can't 7. Find no time. I watch a lot of shows.
You could do it.
Too. I could if I wanted.
Yeah, if you want, like, if you wanted to do it, you would just replace it with other something that you know what I mean. Like, take your time and do whatever the fuck it is that you do.
Exactly.
You know,
When I'm not working, I'm fucking either fucking around with my son or picking up my daughter or fucking.
But you watch shows.
I watch shows at night.
You know what I'm
saying? At night, at the end of the day.
You could read for sure.
I could read.
Yeah. It's not like there's always time.
There's always time.
Because there's always something that you do that you could replace it with, for sure. But it's like, do you really want to, though? Exactly. That's the thing. Like,
I don't
wanna
commit to that.
You
want to
do it. Yeah. It's more of a want, not a can.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I'm enjoying the fucking books now, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fucking awesome to read, man. Fucking dogs, man.
Yeah.
These people don't fucking ever take care of their shit.
Fuck, man. So, we'll cut it off here, and,
Yeah, man, hope you guys enjoyed the fucking show.
Yes.
Hope you could hear me. Hopefully they can hear me.
Yeah.
For sure. What if it's like, dude, if it doesn't...
No, it'll do it this time, bro. Last time I was having fucking difficulties.
I'll be so mad, bro. I'll never talk to you again.
No, there was a couple settings on here that were fucked up. That's why...
But it's good, right? Is it picking me up? Right. Can you guys hear? Right.
All right, guys. I don't know. We're going to commit to when we're doing this again.
I don't know.
All right.
This next weekend, probably good. Oh, no. That's Easter Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah.
So then next week.
Not this week.
Yeah. Maybe if we get some time this week, we do it.
All right, guys. Fucking.
Yep. Take it easy. Diego's fucking weird, so he doesn't know how to sign off, but doesn't have to be awkward, yo. You guys take it fucking easy. Thank you for listening. I love you. Much, much fucking love. Peace. Happiness. Enjoy the rest of your day. Mwah.
Later, guys.
Yeah. It's a long line. minutes away. Ask me could it take me on a date. I say nigga no, never nay. I'm not in the wrong, I'm in the lane, baby. Yeah. I'm not in the wrong. A game here alone. Got a boy at home. It's a long line, that's a wait. Ask me could it take me on a date. I say nigga no, never nay. I'm not in the wrong, I'm in the lane, baby. Baby, 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 baby. Bigger fish to fry, I can tell a lie. Walk away from me, that's my best advice. Chilling in the hills, hills have eyes. Can't be seen with you, you don't match my fly. Try to buy me lunch, you gon' pay the price. Baby, play your role, don't forget your lines. A presence is a gift, don't you act surprised. Breaking all these hearts, it should be a crime. It's a long line, it's a wait. Ask me could it take me on a date. I say nigga no, never nay. I'm not in the wrong, I'm in the lane, baby. Yeah. I'm not in the wrong. A game here alone. Got a boy at home. It's a long line, it's a wait. Ask me could it take me on a date. I say nigga no, never nay. I'm not in the wrong, I'm in the lane, baby. Baby, 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 baby. Put up on myself, and it's by choice. You was on a bike, I was Rolls Royce. Act like Macho Man, but you little boy. Say you bought your green, rest in peace to Troy. We can't FaceTime, you got Android. I try to avoid, I got to avoid. All your texts avoid, I get so annoyed. Say I'm acting shy, I'm from Illinois. It's a long line, it's a wait. Ask me could it take me on a date. I say nigga no, never nay. I'm not in the wrong, I'm in the lane, baby. Yeah. I'm not in the wrong. A game here alone. Got a boy at home. It's a long line, it's a wait. Ask me could it take me on a date. I say nigga no, never nay. I'm not in the wrong, I'm in the lane, baby. Baby, 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 baby.
Smoke weed, so I'm trippy. Get litty, get gritty. Rick Sanchez, get swifty. Who's gonna come to come to get me? Who gonna break me out, set me free? Who gonna gonna get me now? Who gonna get me? Woo, I'm sexy, I'm gifted. I'm too hot to get lifted. You're racist, you're evil. You're a danger to my people. My vision is faded. My brain has calculated. How many licks did lick your lemon drop? Drop, drop. Drop, drop.